Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Fired up. Here we go. We're off and running on another week. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Got a really awesome story for you today to share with you, to inspire you, to motivate you. Empower you to get up and get after it in a big, big way to make every day Saturday. And it's never about the money. Everybody thinks it's about the money, but it's never about the money. It's about getting your passion out there. So many people are just, oh, I wish I could give you a pill to take and eliminate that fear, that procrastination. Because the only reason that you haven't got started yet, it's not because you don't know how. It's because of fear. It is fear. It is the acronym of false evidence appearing real. Somewhere in your life, you've attached some sort of pain and some sort of fear to what it is that you want to do, yet what it is that you want to do is going to empower you and it's going to set you free. That's what's going to happen when you finally do this thing that you've been thinking about doing. You know you're going to be free. Why wouldn't you want to be free? You were born to be free, yet you're putting yourself inside of this prison. This mental, imaginary prison that you will not allow yourself to escape from. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I guess I should let you know who I am if you're just getting into this podcast for the first time. Lord have mercy. It's going to be an amazing ride for you. Thousands of episodes, also known as episodes. I just said episodes. Available on the website, everydaysaturday.com. Go ahead and put your name and email. I got a free audio for you there titled The Power of a Dream. Would love to share that with you, a 30, 40-minute audio to get you jacked up, listen to over and over again, and you'll always be notified of specials and announcements and Facebook Lives and all this great stuff that we have for people on our list. So go to everydaysaturday.com. Hey, would you mind also rating and subscribing to this podcast? Sure would help other people find the show. Go ahead if you like the message. Look, I say it all the time. Love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. Most of you are kind, though, and you love the show. I appreciate it. Go ahead and give it a rating on iTunes. That would be awesome. So I want to give a shout-out to my man, Gary. I've known Gary a few months now. He hired me to coach him back in May, and he's a super successful contractor here in the U.S., and him and his wife is a cancer survivor. She is, okay? His wife is a cancer survivor. And I'm being a little bit vague because I actually didn't ask Gary permission to dive into his story on the podcast. I'm sure he'd be cool with it, but I'm just being a little bit vague on their names and where they live and things like that because I don't have his permission before going to the record here. I'm sure he'd be totally cool with it, but that's not the point, is who they are. It's what they've done, all right? So Gary, he just shared with me, we're coaching with his business, okay? So I'm helping Gary out, but also mindset, okay? And moving forward and having purpose and passion and significance in his life. And he sent me an email last week, said, hey, check out our Facebook page. We just went live. Thanks for the encouragement or thanks for the push, I think he said inside the email. And so what I've been telling to Gary is like, look, get that story out, man. Have your wife, I know, we all are apprehensive about putting ourselves on video and getting our message out there, but what we don't realize is the ones who do this, that they aren't, you know, the video isn't super produced and edited. It's just you from your heart, man. It's just passion is just this universal language from the heart because people want to hear what's in your heart, you know? And so his wife puts a video on the Facebook page and just welcoming people and just shares, it's like a minute long about what the page is about and the passion and, you know, her journey. And she mentions having a wig on at the time because she just survived cancer. And it was just amazing. Like, I was sitting there like, wow, I was so in awe of his wife who finally, you know, they put this page out there. And then I look, and there's 6,000 views and 128 shares of the video. It just went up, and it's all organic, meaning didn't have to pay for it, didn't have to buy it, you know, didn't have to get boosted. I replied back to Gary. I'm like, oh, my God, you've got 6,000 views of this one-minute video shot on an iPhone, I'm guessing. 128 people shared the video so far. And all it was Gary's wife saying, hey, if we can help you at all, if, you know, we can mow your lawn or, you know, deliver food or anything like that, if you're going through a crisis in your family like we did, let us know. That's it. Real simple. And I thought, wow, that was courageous. It's always courageous to put yourself out there, guys. I said, look, just do it. It is courageous. It takes courage to do that. So I just want to say, number one, kudos to you, Gary. I can't even imagine the people who you are going to bless just putting yourself out there like that in your local community and region of the country, okay? Now, for you listening to this podcast, okay, you don't need to be a cancer survivor, but you've had something happen in your life. Okay, you've gone through adversity. And don't minimize it. Don't say, well, it wasn't that big of a deal. It's not cancer. That's not for you to decide. What's not a big deal for you could be a huge deal for somebody else. For me, it was that stuttering video that I put out there. I had no idea. 4 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was, 40,000, 50,000 views, whatever it is now on YouTube. I just simply threw a video out there. Didn't pay to put an ad that directed towards it. Do you know how many people I've gotten responding back to me? Some of them ready to commit suicide. That's crazy that I just put that video out there just to let people know that this is how I overcame stuttering. And it wasn't anything clinical. And I got the doctors and people like that. Well, I wouldn't necessarily give that advice. And all my advice was, first of all, you're going to get a lot of people give you advice. Doesn't matter. Just go out there with your passion. Put yourself out there because it's going to land on the people who need to hear it. Everyone is a Monday morning quarterback in life. They all want to give you their opinion about stuff. Doesn't matter. Unsolicited opinions, you know the deal with those, okay? But the people that you're going to help, oh, my gosh. So it's not for you to judge how big of an adversity that you're going to share with it, whether someone else thinks about it or not. Remember, your message is going out to people on 6 continents, okay, all around the world. And so I want you to get out there and get your message out there. And I don't want you to be judging and be subjective on whether your message is big enough or bold enough. Get the message out. There's somebody right now who has the same fear, the same anxiety that you had. They have no idea how to just get from point A to point B. You are not solving all of their life issues. You're getting them from point A to point B. That is all you're doing, and they want to pay you handsomely to do that. Or they would at least love to be encouraged by you. I mean, look, you could be somebody who builds park benches. You can be somebody who installs awnings. You can be someone who paints buildings. But somehow, some way, you got that gift and that passion to do that, and that is what people are interested. They want to know the story behind it. You know, if you want to build a $1 million painting business, then people want to know. They would love to know how you got started. They would love to know why you have such a passion for painting. I know I don't. I don't want to paint anything. Like, if you've been following along this podcast this summer, you know I had the guys remodeling in the bathroom. And after they remodeled, I had to go in and paint. You know how many cut-ins and everything are in a bath? I hated every minute of it. But if somebody came in to paint my home, and they were charged a lot of money, I wouldn't bat an eyelash at the amount of money, okay? I would want to know their story. I would love to know how they got started, why they're so successful, all the great testimonials. And so I just want to let people know, this has nothing to do, like, if you don't want to be a motivational speaker, you don't ever have to be on a stage, you don't have to be a podcaster, you don't have to do Facebook Lives. You can be a blue-collar worker. You can be someone who's an interior designer. You can be someone who points chimneys. I mean, you can be a masonry, whatever it is that you want to do. But here's one thing you got to get really crystal clear on, and that's going to separate you from everybody else. and that is going to reward you financially for the rest of your life, you must tell your story. Not any story, not someone else's story, not a story you read on the internet that you think sounds better than your story. Just like Gary and his wife did, they shared their story. And I even know right now Gary has no idea how big this is going to blow up in such a positive way. And I know he's not looking to reap $1 from that. He wants to just help people. He wants to take their pain and he wants to turn that into a blessing for thousands. And it's already happening right now just by those words, just by the video they put on their Facebook page. Isn't that amazing? And how good they must feel now sharing that message, knowing that it's inspiring just one person to stay with it just another day, just to find peace in their lives. So here's the offer that I want to give to you. If you're ready to step out, encourage, and share your message and build a brand around that message, whatever it is that you want to do, it doesn't matter. It works in 100% of the businesses. It works in 100% of the businesses, okay? I want you to go to everydayissaturday.com/I can do that. everydayissaturday.com/I can do that. And just put in your name and email. That's it. And let's connect. I want to connect with you. I want to help you frame your story, share your story, and bless millions. It doesn't matter what your story is. It works how many times? 100% of the time. Why? Because we take your subjective eyes off of it. And we just get the message out there. We get the story, the right story, your story out there. We frame it in a way that your perfect avatar falls in love with you and you build the tribe of loyal followers. All right? When you're ready, when would have been a good time? 10 years ago. When's the next best time? Right now. Go to everydayissaturday.com/I can do that. And let's get after it. Sam Crowley, we're off and running in another week. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.